Thank you for listening to Torah Media Atlanta. Won't you consider making a donation to help support this important work? Just go to TorahMediaAtlanta.com and click on the donate link. Thank you very much.
So I know that Rabbi Solomon generally does Sefer Mitzvahs, but as a one-week fill-in, so I'm just going to focus on the Rambam, but it's going to be more on the upcoming Yom Tov of Rosh Hashanah, particularly the Mitzvah of Shofar. So the line of comments that I sent out, I had originally planned on doing three different sugyas, and as the Rambam tackles each one, and then as I was preparing, I discovered that within one of those sugyas, I already had three or four different topics just within that, so I just decided we'll focus on that, and that'll be plenty. We'll see if we even get through all of that. All right, so we're going to focus on, everything's going to be on one piece of Gemara, and that's on Lamed Dalet Amud Aleph on your sheets. I didn't want to do a byline out of the Gemara. I don't like learning Gemara out of the byline, so I thought I'll just give you the whole Gemara.
That's it.
Just not right. It's just not right. So the Gemara, let's actually start with the Rambam just to set the table for this Gemara. The Rambam is on your sheets, even though I'd rather learn the Rambam, also out of the Rambam itself, so that is out of the byline. First Rambam on the page, Halacha Aleph. Rambam says as follows: Kama tkiyos chayev adam l'shma b'yontav Rosh Hashanah. How many tkiyos are we chayev to hear on Rosh Hashanah? Teisha tkiyos. We are chayev to hear a grand total of 9 blasts of the shofar. Says the Rambam, and how do we get that? Where is the source of 9? Lufi shenemra churua v'yovel uv'Rosh Hashanah shlosha pa'amim. Since it says the word churua 3 times by Yovel and Rosh Hashanah, v'chol churua has a pshuta lefaneha upshuta leachareha. So we have 3 truas. Each trua has a tekiya before and after. Umipnei hashemua lomdu shekol truas shel chodesh hashvi'i echad hein bein Rosh Hashanah bein yom hakipurim shel Yovel. And we connect these 2 days of Rosh Hashanah to Yovel, so we put all the truas together. So we have teisha tekiyos taken b'chol echad mishnei. So we learn by combining the word trua from Rosh Hashanah, the word trua from Yovel, we have 3 words of a trua. A trua alone would just be 3 blasts of the shofar, just that trua. Except we learn the Gemara derives, which we're not going to go through, that each trua should have a tekiyah before and a tekiyah after. Therefore, we end up with a total of 9 tekiyah trua tekiyah, tekiyah trua tekiyah. Tekiya, Terua, Tekiya, the Rambam spells out at the end of the halacha for those who were not following along how that would look. This is what it would look like. Tekiya, Terua, Tekiya, you do that 3 times and you have fulfilled the mitzvah, Daraisa. The Rambam is clear, the grand total, the number that we require is only 9. This I'm sure you are all familiar with, and we will start there. Let's see the Gemara. Let's see the Gemara. So the Gemara is on the bottom of Lamed Dalet Amud Aleph. Gemara says as follows: Askin Rabbi Avohu b'Kesari. Tekiya, new takana from Rabbi Avohu. Rabbi Avohu, of course, was a Tano or an Amora. That's the question. Rabbi Avohu is an Amora.
Okay. So we have a
takana from the Amora Rabbi Avohu. What is his takana in Kesari? A tekiya, shlosh shvarim. Churua tekiya, which we're familiar with, which is the full regalia of our sound, which you have the tekiya first, then we have the shvarim churua, then you have a tekiya. Where did that come from? Says the Gemara, Rabbi Avohu established that practice. Says the Gemara, Manoshach, Rabbi Avohu, what are you establishing that's the way that you blow shofar? Why do you have 2 types of truas in the middle? Because we know that the Raya says, the Rambam told us, which is based, of course, on the Gemara, all you need is one. You need a trua, tekiya, and then a trua, then another tekiya. You have this fancy shvarim, and then a trua. Says the Gemara, the way the Gemara asks the question is as follows: Manavshach, in yulule yulid, if the trua is the what we call a trua, the yulule, the groaning, the, not the groaning, no. The sobbing of the if that's what the trua is, then la'avid, then what you should do should have been a tekiya, trua, tekiya. All you should have done is the simple tekiya with the trua, then the tekiya. V'yiganuchei ganach, and if it's the groaning, the oh, 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 then la'avid, tekiya, shlosh shvarim, tekiya. Asks the Gemara the simple question, Manoshach, what is your trua? Either it's this or it's that, whichever way it is, that's what you should have established. Says the Gemara, misafkalei, Iganuche ganach, iyelule yulil. Rabbi Avohu had a suffix. He wasn't sure which one of the 2 types of sobs is the trua that we have? Is it the groaning, the three groans? Is it the machine gun sab? He didn't know. So he established to do both. Or mixed. Mixed is a better word, as we'll see. So the Gemara says, alright, not so simple. Says the Gemara, maskifor of avira, the dilma yalulei have. If you're of a suffolk, Rabbi Avohu, maybe the reality is that it's only the yalulei. It's only the, what we would call the machine gun, nine sound trua. And if that's the case, if that's what it really should be, the komafsik shlosha shvarim bein trua litzkia, you're now creating a hefsik. If the reality is that it's supposed to be what we call a trua, then what should the sounds be like? Tkia, trua, tkia. And what you're doing, tkia, shvarim, trua, tkia, you now have a hefsik between the first tkia and then the trua and the tkia. You have another sound of the shofar in between. In fact, the Gemara, you got yourself a problem. You have a suffix, I understand, but your solution creates a problem if the answer to the suffix was that it's really supposed to be what we call the trua. Answers the Gemara, you're right. The hadar avid, tekiya, trua, tekiya. After he does this fancy tekiya, shvarim trua, tekiya, then he would blow a second time the plain tekiya, trua, tekiya. Which is beginning to look a little bit more like what we do. But why do we do that, says the Gemara? Why did Rabbi Avahu do that? Because if in that first time when he did the shvarim trua, if it really was supposed to only be a trua, then he has a hefsek, because he has the extra shvarim in there. So he throws in a second series of blasts that would just be the tkia, trua, tkia. Asks the Gemara, maskeflo ravina, exact opposite question, v'dilma genuchei have. Well, maybe the reality is, what's the right way to do it? Maybe it should be just what we call the shvarim, the three moans. V'komasuka trua ben shvarim, litzkiya. Now you have a problem going the other way. When you did your fancy shvarim trua, if it really was supposed to be the shvarim, on the back end you now have a hefsek, you have the extra blast of the trua in between your shvarim and your tkiya, and now you got another problem. Answers the Gemara, they're ovid, tkiya, shvarim, tkiya. Avada says the Gemara, you're right, of course. After I do my fancy shvarim trua, then I do a tkiya, trua, tkiya. Then I do my trua tkiya shvarim tkiya. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Avohu, am I asking? Well, then, what did he accomplish? He wasn't sure which one it was. Is it the shvarim? Is it the trua? Whichever one it was, why are you doing them both together? Because after you do them both together, what did he do? He would do just the shvarim because maybe that's the right one. Then he would do just the trua because maybe that's the right one. So why is he doing the first one, which accomplishes nothing? Answers the Gemara. Well, ask the question, my asking, what's he establishing? If really the reality is that it's supposed to be a what we call the shvarim, he did it. He did that too. Answers the Gemara, misafkale dilma gonoch viyolil. His suffix also included, or suffix also was, maybe it's both together. I don't know what the Torah means when it says trua, or I'm trying not to read too much in editorially. Says the Gemara, he was misapek how to blow the shofar. He wasn't sure whether or not it was just the shvarim, whether or not it was the shvarim and the or just the trua, or both together. So he established that we should do all three: shvarim trua, just shvarim. Says the Gemara, one last kasha, ihachi la v'nami itcha. Then you should have done the other thing. If you're really concerned that they're both together, then you should have done the opposite order also. Why are you satisfied with the shvarim trua? Maybe really it should have been a trua shvarim and cover all your bases and all your possibilities. Answers the Gemara, stama de milsa, ki misra ve'inish milsa. When something happens to a person which is going to cause them to cry, b'reisha ganach, first they moan, the hadar yalil, and then they would have that nine-sounded types of cry. So if it was going to be a combination of the two, that would be the order, first the shvarim, then the trua. Okay, after such a gemara, how would you talk in English? How would you say over what's going on in Rabbi Avohu's head that he came out with this solution?
I think the major suffix is the combination of the both. He's not... The yellow of the gonach is really the suffix here. He doesn't know if you have to do both. the whole, there's, everything's identified. You might, this might be white sound, this might be the other white sound, the 9 or the 3, but the question is, do you have to do both? And that's a suffix, it seems. Because anything else from suffix, it doesn't really, it's not, he definitely is saying, there's definitely Yalil, because he's establishing an entire set of them. He's definitely giving the fact that there is Gunaf because he's doing an entire set of them.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, the one that what he's establishing is maybe it's the Yalil Vigonaf, because that's the Chiddush. It is the suffix of having them both combined, and that's what he's adding.
So he had a problem. He wasn't sure how to blow shofar because maybe it included both.
He didn't understand how the wailing worked, because generally, I was thinking about like this just some of the milsa, like how do we learn that? But if you ever hear a child cry, so something happens, they hurt themselves specifically, something would be really loud, you don't do the sob. Sob is catching your breath after you let out a scream, basically. So it's stopping. So it does happen in that manner. So if somebody does wail, it does trail off. It is the natural progression of yelling.
Okay.
So
what's he about? How do you blow shofar? Now you're going more complex than you was looking for. He's suffix is. What does
the Torah mean when it says trua?
Right. What does the Torah want for us when it said trua? That's how I would. That would be the most. You'd start saying like that's what he's not sure about. So is it the gunach? Is it the yalil? Is it the shofar? The shua? Is it both together? He created a takana. How to do it?
Why is that the only combination? Havamina.
Which one?
Shvarim Trua.
As opposed to?
Trua Shvarim. Trua Tekiya. Tekiya Trua.
Well, we know that it needs to be, so let's...
All the other permutations.
So in other words, the Tekiyas that were established were, in other words, for some reason, there was no Havamina that what we call a Tekiya is going to fulfill what the Torah wanted with Trua. Let's read one more Gemara.
Okay.
Let's read another Gemara, then I think that'll answer your question. This is really flipping back a page, and Daflam and Gimel Amid Beis. This is a little earlier in the Gemara. The Gemara had a Mishnah. First lines of the Mishnah are relevant to us, but not necessarily tonight. Say in the beginning of the Mishnah, Seidit Kiyah Shalosh, 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 three sets, Zechronos, Malkios, Zechronos, and Shofros, Shalosh, and Shalosh. We have a Tekiyah and a Shor Tekiyah for each one. I'm not going to get into that, what the Mishnah means with that. The Gemara tells us what the Shir of the Tekiyah is in the first line of the Mishnah, Kishalosh Truos. And what's relevant to us, the Gemara then says, Shir Trua. How long is this Trua? Torah says the word Trua three times. That's what needs to be done. Each trua needs to have a tekiah before and after. But how long is the trua? Says the Gemara, says the Mishnah, Kishalosh Yivavos. It's the shear of three of those short types of cries.
Where are you?
I'm in the Mishnah, and that's why I'm in Gimel Amud Beis. Flip your page over.
Oh, no wonder. I was like, I don't see the Mishnah. Okay.
That was in the Mishnah. Shear trua, Kishalosh Yivavos. That was what's underlined. You'll see in the Gemara. The Gemara asks the Kasha. The Hatanya, Shir Trua, exact same phrase. We have a Brisa. What's the Shir of the Trua? Says the Gemara, Kishalosh, Kishlosh Shvarim. The Mishnah said, what's the Shir of the Trua? Three Truos. That's the Shir. The Gemara says, what's the Shir of the Trua? The longer Shir, it's actually the Shir of three Shvarim. Seems to be a problem between the Brice and the Mishnah. What's the shear of the Trua? Is it three of the what we call Shvarim, or is it three of what we would call Truos? Answers the Gemara, Omer Abaye, Baha, Vadai Pligi. This is a Machlokas. It's a Machlokas between it and the Tanayim. Dichsiv, Yom Trua Yihi Elochem. Torah tells us, which is the source of this entire mitzvah, that it should be a Yom Trua. It should be a day of a Trua. Umetargaminon, Yom Yivava. How does the Targum teach the meaning of Trua? A Yavava, a cry, a wail. Uksiv, what does that mean, a cry? What's a Yavava? Uksiv be'eme de Sisra, because we know what a Yavava is, because it says about the mother of Sisra, and Sefer Shoftim, ba'ad hachalon in Nishkafa, the Siva of Aim Sisra. Torah describes the mother of Sisra standing by the windowsill and had a yavava. That's what she was doing. She was crying, wailing, something. So we know that whatever the sound of the trua is, based on the fact that the Targum explains the trua to be a yavava, and we know that the mother of Sisra was clearly wailing or crying something by the windowsill. So whatever the sound of the truah is has to be a type of wail. This is answering Eric's question why we don't even put a tekiah as part of the equation, because we don't think that a tekiah sound isn't a type of a cry. It has to be a type of a cry, which would be, says the Gemara, to conclude this little piece, Mar Savar Genuche Ganach, Mar Savar Yeluva Yilil. So we actually have a machlokas in the Tanayim, the previous generation before Rabbi Avo, explaining what did the Torah want of a trua. Was it a moan, a three-pronged moan, or was it the cry? So the fact that we have a brisa and a mishnah, that we have one saying that the shear of the trua is three of the groans, and one saying that it's three of the cries, is because we have a machlokas tanaim as to what did the trua refer to, and the Torah said it's got to be a trua.
Where does the Rambam get this concept that there has to be a
tekiah before and after?
Yeah,
so that's from the Gemara that we didn't spend time doing. It's on some top of Lamed Aleph Aleph. The Gemara learns that whatever the trua is, we now have two opinions what the trua is. Either it's a shvarim or it's a trua. A tekiah comes before each one. Now, that's it for the sources that we're going to see inside. This creates a major fundamental problem between these two Gemaras. When you put these two Gemaras together, I have Tanoim who gave me two opinions. One opinion told me, what's the trua? It's a cry. It's what we call a trua. One opinion told me, what is it? The shvarim, the yavava. Fine. Machlokas Tanaim. This is the first time we've had a machlokas about how to fulfill a mitzvah daraisa?
Hardly.
We're many machlokas and Tanaim, how to fulfill. We have two opinions exactly what the trua is. The Targum makes it clear that it is a cry. And we have two opinions as to what that cry was. Comes along Rabbi Avo, and he's got a suffix. What's his suffix?
What's the proper way to do the shura?
And where the mix?
So what?
Where he, I don't understand where his.
You can't do 3-3-3. You have to do 3-3-3 again.
So what? I mean, where's he?
What length would be wrong too?
What's that?
Well, would his length be wrong?
They would always be. I mean, they could go longer.
Right. Meaning if it's a third or the three or the long whatever, like it, meaning it's his, what he's establishing now is something that we have some guidance in this Mishnah about how long these are supposed to be.
Right, but don't focus on how long the length is an issue. It's a whole separate sugya, but forgetting about the length, there's a more fundamental issue, which is what I think someone said. I have a machlokas how to do the trua.
Yeah.
Come to Rabbi Avo, and he's got a new suffix. What's his suffix?
Not
only do I need to do both, he's got a suffix, which one, not only is he in the suffix, which one should I do, then he has a suffix of both. What do we normally do if we have a machlokas tanaim? We bask him. That's what we generally do.
We don't ask, like, well, why I have a suffix that we should do this at all.
The first thing we would do is we'd pask him. We do that, I mean, in... Yeah. Open up a Gemara on almost any mitzvah in the Torah, you will probably find somewhere in that mitzvah a machlokas how it should be done, and we paskin. That's step one. Step two is, even if he's not willing to paskin, and he's just going to say, you know what, I'm going to wear two pairs of tefillin, I don't want to paskin. So does anyone make a set of tefillin with like eight batim and like, say, what does he do? He has a suffix not only about the two tanayim, then he adds a suffix about maybe should be both.
Usually that's the kind of opinion that wouldn't be brought down. If someone had that, it wouldn't bring it down, because it wouldn't forward the argument either way. I mean, I don't know that for sure, because that's proving something from something that's not there, but it would seem possible.
So aside from the questions that I just asked, I want to let's take a look at the Ran, who's got a different kasha. Ran is on that first page. I wish I didn't name it.
Is this we're in a different order, and Rabbi Avo was first, but that question still valid?
Because chronologically he's later. I mean, in dealing with, like, well,
oh, I see.
What did his tata do?
Yeah,
right.
What did his grandfather do? We have opinions of the Tanayim.
I see.
We have a machlokas already in a Mishnah. Two opinions, a Mishnah and a Braisa. Normally we would pass in the Mishnah over a Braisa. Which one it is? Not only did he say, I need to do both, then he added a third possibility. Maybe you need to combine the two. Look at the way the Ran asks the kasha. The Ran is your second bolded Mar Makom, the Ran on the Riff. Iskin Rabbi Yavar, see where I am? In the sheet in the middle? No, the sheet, Iskin, the Ran, everyone got me? Says the Ran, Iskin Rabbi Yavar, sorry, Nishal or Rav Haigon. This kasha was actually asked to Rav Haigon. Zichliat Shebo Rabbi Yavar, Lo Hayo Yisrael, Yoitzin Yedei Tkiya Shofar? Did nobody, Rabbi Yavar came up with the chap. We're going to do, instead of the 9 blasts that are required, we're going to do a whole lot more. We're going to have one string of tkiya shvan tkiya, then we're going to have a string of tkiya trua tkiya, and then I'm going to create a tkiya shvarim trua tkiya, because I'm not sure how to fulfill this mitzvah.
I think he also do it first.
And he said to do it first. That's also correct. According to the Gemara, he did that first, and then he would blow the other ones, the more simple ones. They asked Rav Haigon, did nobody in Klal Yisrael fulfill the mitzvah of shofar until Rabbi Avo came along? He was mechadish this idea of the shvarim trua. What did they do? And he was clearly concerned about it. So did nobody ever do the mitzvah shofar correctly until Rabbi Avo came along? Quotes the Ran, this is how Rav Haigon answered this question. Al tachshavu v'levavchem ki bimei Rabbi Avohu nafal safek badavar zeh. Do not even think that there was ever a safek as to how to fulfill this mitzvah of shofar. Shorei mishnayos kedumos hein achasoy meres trua gimel yavavos v'achasoy meres trua shlosha shvarim. We have mishnayos. So pick a side. You want to know how to fulfill the mitzvah of shofar? Either you hold like the Mishnah, and you have a tkiya, shvarim, tkiya, or you can hold, or really trua, or you can hold like the Brisa, but Klal Yisrael didn't have any problems. We knew how to fulfill the mitzvah of shofar. V'hamrinan behed yom, Rabaye, v'havadai pligi, and Rabaye said, yeah, it's a machlokas or two opinions, so we know what's going on. V'kach hoya hadover zokt Rav Haigon. Miyomim kadmoinim minhog b'chol Yisrael mehen osin churua yevavos kalos. Some places felt and had the minhog that the trua was yevavos, was what we call the trua, the 9 short blasts. Umehen osin churua yevavos kvedos shehen shvarim. And other communities would do a tkiya shvarim and a tkiya. Ve'elu yoitzin yedei chayvasan. Each community would be mekayim the mitzvah shofar in their own way. And if you went to one community for yontiv one year, you would hear a tkiya shvarim tkiya, tkiya shvarim tkiya, tkiya shvarim tkiya, and that's it. That's all they blew. That was the mitzvah daraisa. And then you'd go to another community, you'd go to your in-laws the following year, and it was a tkiya, trua tkiya, 3 times, and you were done.
This is the focus of the Lashon when he says of when this Atnir Yavol the Kasher, it's the fact that he was the first one to say this is the minhag here.
Okay, that's interesting. Hold off. Hang
according
on.
The other whatever the other mandamer, you wouldn't be. Why would you be yotze though?
If you did what?
If you were wrong. I mean, the Tanaim here take sides, and they bring a pasuk to support each of their opinions.
Okay, excellent. So we're going to go through 2 approaches to this problem in the Gemara, and then let's talk about the pros and cons of both things. So just hang on for a second from that. Let's get through the whole approach of the Ran here based on Rav Haigon. Shvarim kvedim truos hein, and yevavos kolos at truos hein. They're both truos. Because we have 2 opinions. Now, I guess we can address what Eric's saying right now. In other words, 2 Tanayim, the way that Rav Haigon is learning, gave 2 options. This is the way that you'd have to learn. I'm answering your question now, right? They would have been giving, this is not a normal machlokes, is it like Beishamai, Beisilal, Luz, Beshachbuchov, Kumecha, do you teach it to mean this or that, and they're mutually exclusive? The Tanayim said, the Targum just gave us that it's a cry. I think a cry can be like this. And you said a cry can be like this, and they're both cries. And all that the Torah asked for was blow a cry with a tkiya before and a tkiya after. And the Tanayim gave us 2 options. Now, the problem is the Gemara said, how did Abai say? Bavadai pligi. Right? And again, as we go through it, just picking out like the pros and cons of the approach. So in this approach, what we have is, okay, they're both options. Communities can do different things, and they're both called a trua. V'haya hadavar nira kichaluka, afal pisha eina chaluka. It looked like something weird was going on in Klal Yisrael, because all the Bachrim would get married and they'd go for the first year Rosh Hashanah to their in-laws, and all of a sudden they're like, this isn't like they did it at my house. And it would be like every community, you'd bounce around every yontif, and it'd be a whole new, like a new Torah, a new Rosh Hashanah. Even though it's not, because they're both Yevavos, they're both Christ. Shari hatanoyin, kimo shamarnu lemaila, halalu shonin shir trua shalosh Yevavos, v'halalu shonin shir trua shalosh Shvarim, eilu mishnasim kimin hagam, ve'elu mishnasim kimin hagam. Each Tana would have their minig as to how they understood the cry. The Ka'omer Abaye V'ha Pligi V'lav Puxahi. So Rav Hagon was aware of our Kasha. That, what do you mean? Abaye said it's a machlokes. They're arguing. No, says Rav Hagon, don't be so concerned with the language of the Gemara that says V'ha Vadai Pligi. It's not really a machlokes. They wouldn't both say that you were wrong. Each one wasn't claiming that. So how does Rav Hagon get out of this problem of the Gemara, the fact that we have Tanayim who already had opinions, the fact that Rabbi Avo who comes a generation later and says, I don't know what to do, and then he adds not only there to it, so Rav Hagon says, no, don't read the Gemara as a machlokes. It's not, Ayabai says, Bahavadai pligi. No, all the Tanayim were Shalom al Yisrael, they agree to your opinion, you agree to my opinion, we're just giving options as to how a cry can sound. Ukishebo Rebbe Avohu Ro Lisakin Takana Shiyu Kol Yisrael Osin Maisa Echad Velo Yira Beinehen Dover Sheho Hedyotos Roinoso Kichaluka. Came along Rebbe Avohu and said, this isn't going to work in Klal Yisrael. I don't like this. I'm going to establish a process that is going to be the same for everyone, so that no one appears to the common folk that we can't get it together in Klal Yisrael, that the rabbis have all these different opinions on things. We're just going to make it smooth. Questions, comments on Rav Haigon's approach to this Gemara?
It's not the first time or the last time that we have a similar case and we don't go on that approach.
Okay, so what would be so unique about Rosh Hashanah, you would ask Rav Haigon, that here you couldn't tolerate that, you know, if he was like Rav Haigon would live in today's day and age and he would see across the street they eat rice on Pesach and here we throw you out of our houses, he'd be like, what's going on over here?
Blow the shofar in the middle of the Shemoneh Esrei.
You know, like early Shabbos, you know,
Right, you can daven mincha. Right, this one can daven mincha anytime on Thursday early in mincha shkia time. So, what's my high with Rosh Hashanah the shofar? That here, Rabbi Avohu looked at it according to Rav Haigon and said, impossible. We can't allow this to take place. Okay, one point. There's another point that I'm bothered by in this approach.
How far would he take this? Let's say you didn't have half.
Meaning out of the nine.
Out of the nine, you did only nine.
So let's say one community would do a Tkia Shvarim, Tkia Trua, would that have been fine on a Daraisa level?
I think you'd be right. Why would you retain the other two?
Meaning?
Why would you have Trua Tkia Shvarim Tkia? If we're now doing, well, actually, what's the Toelis?
Yeah.
What's the Toelis? Like, everyone, no one says that a Trua is a Shavarim is
and excellent. That's the question that I have. In other words, even according to this approach, what should he have been misakein?
You do both. Everyone
you do both. You do Tkia Shavarim Tkia and Tkia Trua Tkia. But when he put them together,
right.
He says that. That's what I was saying.
But where did it come from? The Tanayim said.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
Is this or that?
When you said initially, what was the chiddush of what he added?
So that would be an interesting approach. In other words, then what we're saying is that not only is Rav Haigon being mechadish of Pshat the Gemara, that the Tanayim were not arguing, but he'd also then be mechadesh that one of the options is both, even though that we wouldn't have seen at all from the Mishnah or the Brisa. I would have thought that until this point in Klal Yisrael, every community did either this or that, either they did shvarims or they did truas, and now he's coming along and adding, and maybe it's both.
Well, you're just making the problem worse.
Right.
We have another third thing that we're doing.
But it's a fascinating approach.
The Maaseh Echad mean both?
Maaseh Echad mean the end of his phrase? That they should all do Maaseh Echad, that every community should do the same thing. So now he established that every community does all three options. They do a Shvarim Trua, they do just a Trua, and they do just a Shvarim. Because, says Rabbi Avo, they're never really... Now, here, there's one other major kasha on Rabbi Rav Haigon's approach, which we haven't asked yet. When you read the Gemara, the first Gemara that we read of Rabbi Avo, what drove Rabbi Avo according to the Gemara?
No.
What drove Rabbi Avo according to the Gemara? Misafkalei, right? The Gemara says three times... In that Gemara, I have them underlined, three times it was misafkalei. Sounds like he had a suffix. Now, Rav Haigon again is looking at this Gemara and saying, it can't be that he had a suffix. Again, I want to go over what the difficulties in the two Gemaras are, how each Rishon is going to answer it. The problem is, how could he have a suffix? What did Klal Yisrael do until he came along?
He said for every suffix.
Okay, so Rav Haigon was bothered by that kasha. Now, in every suffix, you do have to ask that question, especially when the Tanayim had two opinions. We have a Mishnah. It's not a buried brisa. There's a Mishnah that says it's Yevavos. It's what we call Truas. We have a brisa, which adds what we call Shvarim, and the Gemara says it's a Machlokes. So, what happened between that time period and his time period that all of a sudden now we've got the Suffolk, that's what Rav Haigon was bothered by. That question to Rav Haigon took the cake. That question he could not answer. That Klal Yisrael wasn't Yotze until he came along, that half the communities of the world, they didn't know what to do, that people who didn't blow the combination weren't Yotze. Rav Haigon took that question in the Gemara and said, that question is the question that can't be answered. It must be not that way. It must be that everybody's been Yotze. All opinions are good. And Rabbi Avo wanted to unify Klal Yisrael. What does he lose in his pshat? When I say, like in my mind, A, he takes the words of Abaye, Bohavadai Pligi, and he says, nah, it doesn't mean a machlokas, it just means they're giving us different options. Which the Gemara has other ways of doing that. The Gemara does that many times when Tanaim Ramurayim give you several ways of doing something, and it's not in a language that the Gemara says, Havadai Pligi, and he doesn't deal with the language of Misafkale. Yeah.
Why can't we? What would be wrong if a trua is either short or long? What's to say that you couldn't do both of them? I mean, you're getting it right one way or the other.
So the Gemara asks that there's a hefsek. If it's really supposed to be a trua, and then you blow an extra shvarim, then it's not connected to your tki in the beginning, and then you lost the whole thing.
What do we do?
I actually was going to ask about that. Why is the nature of what the blowing of the shofar is, that's why it would be considered a suffix. Colloquially, when I think of, you know, or not a suffix, but an interruption, so I think of, you know, like we say, well, you know, you don't speak between doing X and Y. That would be an interruption. Is it because, you know, so okay, because it's blowing, so an extra blow, that
yeah.
would...
Okay, so that's the second sugit, which we're quickly running out of time to cover, is that's the second point of, now that the Gemara says that if it's really supposed to be a trua, and you blew an extra shvarim, that's the problem, that's going to become a very halacha lemaisa issue when we're blowing, whichever set we're blowing, and the Baal Tokeya mess, like, how much does that impact, and how do we pass it in terms of what the Gemara seems to be saying, that it's a problem.
Mm-hmm. Right.
We'll get to that in a moment. Right. Let's see the Rambam. This is what we're here for. Rambam in Halacha Beis. Says the Rambam, Trua Zuha Amur B'Torah. If you remember in Halacha Aleph, he set up that it should be a very simple equation. It's just a tekiah, then a trua, then another tekiah. That's what's supposed to be. Well, what's the trua? Says the Rambam, Trua Zuha Amur B'Torah Nistapek Lonu Ba Safek. We don't know what it is. L'fi Orech Hashanim V'Rov HaGolios. And why not?
Many years.
The many years and the difficulty of Golos have caused us to lose the knowledge as to what the trua is. Ve'ein anu yodin heichi. We don't know what it is. In he lolo shimiyalin hanoshim ba'aniyosan be'eish shimiyavavin is what we call the true of the nine short cries. Oh ha'anocha k'derech shi'anecho adom pam achar pam k'shiyidoy eglibo midover gadol. Oh shneihem ke'echad. Maybe it's both together. Ha'anocha v'ayilolo shidarka lovu achareha hein hanikroyin shrua. Shikach derech hadoyeg misanoch tchilo v'yachakach milol. Lefikach anu osin akol. How is the Rambam understanding the Gemara of Rabbi Avohu?
There were three options
initially. Right, it's a suffix. We don't know.
He understands there are three or two options.
So it sounds like three. Whether or not it's just
like
the Shvarim.
Gives them all equal.
Yeah.
Right,
yeah.
Just the Shvarim, mm-hmm. Just the Trua, or maybe both. Now, how would the Rambam answer the kasha that Rav Haigon felt there was no answer to? Klal Yisrael wasn't Yotze until Rabbi Avohu came along?
He said some people in the middle weren't Yotze. Moshe Rabbeinu was Yotze, and then we forgot at some point, and some people weren't Yotze.
Right, he would say, yeah, we lost it. That's what he's addressing when he says, Rov Hashanim, V'Yorach HaGolios.
Some people were Yotze.
We got lost. We actually, yes, says the Rambam, at some point lost the correct Mesorah. The Tanoim, who argued, he would say, must have had it. By the time it got, I don't know, I'm not sure if this part is right.
And
the
first
part, the time also already had the doubt that each one there was ready to opinion. Basically, we got to the Mar, and we maybe added
it. Even got worse. Somehow, we have a step where from Har Sinai to the Tanaim who had a dispute about it, the Rambam would say, of course, Pligi means Pligi. It's already getting lost. As the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, once you have the Machlokas, it's because the Talmudim weren't learning exactly. So we're already getting lost. And then by the time it gets to Rabbi Avohu, you have no idea what to do. Where I guess the Rambam would say, again, this is me just talking, and he even added a third option. He wasn't even sure if maybe it was both.
So we... If you take this opinion of the Rambam, and you take the opinion from the Rif, and you look at the way that we blow today, we actually set it up in a way where we'll have three straight with Shvarim, three straight with Truah. This way, we're not breaking it up, and we're also doing a mix, so that we've got our bases covered.
Correct. We're just doing Rabbi Avohu. The question is, why are we doing Rabbi Avohu?
But we're not just doing. But according to Rabbi, you could say, well, you can do, you know, Tekiah Shvarim, Tekiah Trua Tekiah, Tekiah Shvarim Trua Tekiah. Bam, you're good.
No, not well. According to who? In other words, that's not what I would talk about. Is the nafka mina of these two Rishonim? If we did what Nathaniel just suggested, one row of Tekiah Shvarim Trua Tekiah. Someone suggested also, right? One of Tekiah. Just Trua, are you Yotze or not? So would that work?
I'm saying that's why we have three with Shvarim, three with Trua.
According to Rav Haigon,
it should work. According to Rambam, it really shouldn't.
Right.
That's my point. But I'm saying the fact that we do.
Right, of course, because we want to cover all of our bases.
I know, but I'm coming to like understanding how.
So that's the nafka mina. If you were to have done something like that, Rav Haigon would say, you're good.
Mm-hmm.
We wanted to be unified. Tefi would say, did you fulfill the mitzvah d'oraisa? Let's say like that.
Yeah.
If a person only heard 30, and the 30 that they heard were, let's take it better. Person heard 9. Person gets into shul, and they only hear one set of 9. And they walk back out, and they say, Rabbi, this is what I heard. Have I been Yotze or not? So what would Rav Haigon Paskin?
I would say no.
Rav Haigon would say yes. He said because whatever you did is a cry. There were different minhagim and klal Yisrael. They were all correct. Rabbi Avohu wanted to unify the system. The system was unified. In shul they blew like they blow in every shul around the country. You happen to catch 9 blows, a tekiah, a trua, a tekiah. Whichever trua you caught was a trua, and you are Yotze, you're done, be it a man, be it a woman, you're done with your chiyuv.
Didn't the chiyuv hear 30?
No, the chiyuv would be to hear 9. Everybody agrees the chiyuv is to hear 9. This is the machlokas of Haigon and the Rambam. In other words, what did Rabbi Avohu do when he established his minhag of the 30? That he would do the Shvarim Trua, then the Shvarim, and then the Trua. Rav Haigon said all he wanted to do was unify Klal Yisrael. But what fulfills the mitzvah d'oraisa? 9 blasts. A tzkiah, a trua, and a tzkiah, and you do that 3 times. What's a trua? There are lots of options for truas. Rav Haigon just didn't want people doing different things.
Where's the Rambam get the idea to explain very strongly that we just own it? We forgot.
The Gemara.
The Gemara never says we don't.
The Gemara says nistapik. Rabbi Avohu had a suffix. What was his suffix?
But it wasn't based on.
Much easier to read that instead of read the Rambam.
I find the Rambam much easier reading the Gemara.
I'm saying with the Mishnayos first, because you're going back. He's saying because of the many years that we were in Galus. Which many years that we were in Galus? Which Galus? If the Mishnayos are already forgetting about it.
Well, it's in between the Mishnah and the Gemara. So they went into Bavel.
I'm saying the Mishnah. In the Mishnah, they were Suffolk already.
No, the Mishnah didn't have a Suffolk.
Wasn't it Tanayim already in Suffolk?
There was a Tana who had a Suffolk. The Mishnah itself was clear, and there was another Tana who had a Suffolk, yeah, who had another opinion.
But it doesn't mention the idea of, like, the loss, the change. Like, it doesn't. It also, when we met Rav Haigon, to me, it did. I was trying to find the exact lesson that said in every mukum, because I wonder if it was more haphazard than that. It was like the minhag within keeping Svira, that you can change, the same person can change year to year. I wonder if it was as loose as that, as it wasn't a mukum of a place.
He said it was each place. His language is v'kachaya hadavra. If you want to look in your sheet, it's underlined, you'll find it quicker. In the run, in the middle there, fourth line down. V'kach chaya adaver miyomim kadmon minhag v'chol Yisrael mehen.
Oh,
it's mehen. I thought it was.
I didn't see
it say
muckle.
Yeah, the last 3 lines that are underlined. Elamar ki asrei umar ki asrei.
Okay.
So that sounds like each place. Asrei is a place.
Then they go after it.
Right. No, it sounds to me like in each place. I don't have.
I understood this. So like, okay, it makes sense to say if people in the same area buy like different robot, like it wasn't a muckum. It wasn't a minhag of muckum. It seems like because it wasn't as strong as like when we talk about like do you do work on certain days or do you not, or like, you know, and you can just not do work and stuff. And talks about that, and it didn't make it as clear as like. You went to a city and they had this muckum.
No,
as opposed to
Asrei.
Asrei is a place. Each place, it sounds like. Each place had its place.
Like, you need to call it Asrei.
It sounds like in each place they had a minhag.
And why was
it? It is the same thing.
Yeah.
And where did Rabbi Avohu get the Shvarim Trua from?
So Rav Haigon, I don't know. Because
right.
Rav Haigon just wanted to unify, and I don't have the place where he even thought to add that in.
Mm.
Rav Haigon, to me, again, this is how I understood the Gemara. Rav Haigon was conceptually better, but much more difficult to read into the Gemara. In that, he conceptually said, we never lost track of anything. There were 2 opinions, you see that. And he wanted to unify them. Very nice. The Gemaras are hard to read. Kipligi is hard to read. Where did the Shvarim Trua ever come from? Why did he even add that in? The Gemara says nesophically. It's a harder read. Whereas the Rambam, the read of the Gemara is glatz. The Gemara said he had a suffix. All right, he had a suffix. Where did the Shvarim Trua come in? Well, the way the Rambam gets around the Gemara is he said, we lost the Masara.
So Rabbi Avohu was saying that there really were 3 options. So he's saying that really this is incomplete.
Sounds like to me, when it got lost, it got so lost that not only were they not sure which one was it, but they weren't even sure. Maybe it's both.
I mean, why wouldn't we want to say that?
I'm just saying that's what it sounds to me like what the Rambam would have to say.
No, but that's very hard to say. We have two Tanaim here, not 3.
Agreed. That's where the difficulty would be in terms of like where did the Shvarim Trua option even come from? In the Rambam, it's at least easier. I think it's easier to say it in the Rambam that once he's saying things got lost, that Rabbi Avohu had enough of a suffix. Maybe it was even both. In Rav Haigon, I don't even know why Bechal entered into the equation. When did any place start doing it? We had 2 opinions. Each place did like what they did. Why would we have thought to bad them both in?
do we have more, like I was thinking, thinking of different things that we do with Minhagim, but are there, where the way we do it is on the Daraisa? Like, normally what we have, there are slightly differences on Darabanan. Like, to fill in, so like, oh, they like this or like that, but the Daraisas are all going to still be there. So this is, I mean, at least more weighty because it's a, like, I can understand why he'd want to establish something, because it's a Daraisa we're messing with,
okay,
as opposed to anything else.
Well, I thought with fill-in that with the wrong, whatever the wrong one is, you're not Yotze.
Correct. Well, that's true. Right. And the rest of love, you're not Yotze, it's fill-in. Which is why people are mocking to wear both, because of that issue.
There are more opinions, too, but yeah.
What's interesting to me is that by Shofar, so since it's coming from the depths, and each person expresses themselves differently, so it makes sense that there's more of a wide, even within Daraisa, how it could be done. It reflects the neshama of the mitzvah itself. I like that.
Okay, the Maisa, as I was saying, notes, if you only heard nine, whereas Rav Haigun would say you'd be Yotze, the Rambam would say, rather not. How could you say that? I got a big suffix. So if you walked into shul and only heard nine, and you happened to have heard the set of nine that were all Tkiyah Shvarim Tkiyah, Tkiyah Shvarim Tkiyah, Tkiyah Shvarim Tkiyah, the Rambam would say, that's not enough, because the whole suffix of Rabbi Avo was, maybe it's not a Shvarim, maybe it's a Trua, maybe it's a Shvarim Trua. So even on the Raisa level, the Rambam would say, you gotta hear the next series just to be Yotze, because we don't know how it's done. Whereas Rav Haigun is saying, of course you are Yotze, they're all good, we just want to unify. The Rambam would say, I don't know, Rabbi Vo didn't know, and therefore we must do 30, because that's the minimum that we can do to be sure that we've actually fulfilled the mitzvah. Mm-hmm. Very different reason than Rav Haigun. Now, I had three sugyas, we're for sure not going to get to that, but we have to see one more. The Rambam writes in Halacha Hey, Shomat ki achas b'sha zu u'shniya b'sha shniya. This is based on the Gemara. If you want to see the Gemara inside, we could start there on the bottom of Daf Lamed Dalim and Aleph, right after the Gemara that we saw together. There's the two dots at the very bottom of the page. Omer Rabbi Yochanan, and then I photocopied on the bottom of that. Shama Teisha Tekios Teisha Shos Bayom. The requirement again, Darais, is only to hear nine Tekios, nine blasts. Tekia three, right, with three truas with Tekias before and after. Let's say you did it over the course of 9 hours. You heard it one an hour, you heard a Tekia, an hour later you heard a Trua, an hour later you heard a Tekia, and an hour later Tekia, an hour later Trua. So it took 9 hours, but you got the nine blasts in. Is that good or no good? Says Rabbi Yochanan, Yotza, it's fine. The requirement is simply to hear nine blasts. And it doesn't matter when you heard them.
Not what Rabbi Bell was holding up with.
Excellent. So now we have a problem. Small problem. See if we can a couple ways around this problem. Rabbi Avohu said, if the reality is that you can only hear a Trua is what we call a Trua, and you added a Shvarim Trua, what did Rabbi Avohu say to that? Or the Gemara really said to that. The Gemara said, it's a Hesek. Because if the reality was a Trua, and you needed to blow a Tekia, then a Trua, then a Tekia, and you did an extra Shvarim, you've now created a Hesek between the Trua that's supposed to be there from the Tekia that's supposed to sandwich it, and it's no good. So Rabbi Avohu said, you're right, I agree with you, it's no good. And therefore he set up his whole tiered system of all three options. So we now have two Gemaras, one that says that the extra Shvarim in there would be a problem, and we have the next, very next Gemara says, but simply waiting an hour is not a problem. So you have two types of Hesekos. We have a Hesek in time, is what you were talking about earlier, that I just did at Tekiah, I waited an hour, could be doing whatever I was, not a problem. But if within a minute, a quick second, I blew an extra shofar blast, that becomes a problem. That would ruin my set if I had an extra Shvarim.
I said there was a suffix. I mean, who said there's a hefzik?
I blew, the Gemara said.
No, he blew. Now if I, doesn't mean there was a hefzik. There could have been, you could have been
okay,
down.
You're answering the question that the hour in between, the fact that it took you 9 hours is not considered a hefsek, and there's no inherent hefsek of time that goes by with hefsek. One answer, that's a possibility. Let us take a look. Says the Ran. The Ran on the bottom of the page, on your sheet. The Dilma Yalulehu. This is going back to the Gemara. The Gemara said, well, wait a minute, in Rabbi Avohu, maybe it's really what we call the Terua. Ve'eimon ulasos shvarim, the komasuki shvarim, the tashras, Rabbi Avohu, memshujot v'ra'ol truma. The Terua, that if you blew the extra shvarim, the Gemara said you would have had a hefsek, and therefore Rabbi Avohu had to set up, you're right, there's a series of shvarim truas, there's a series of just shvarim, and there's a series of truas. Vim tomar. Asks the Ran, v'chimafsuki mai havi. Who cares? There's an extra shvarim. Why is that a problem? The Hotanya b'samach, the very next Gemara says, shama teisha tekiyos b'teisha shos b'yom yotza. Va'afilu Rabbi Avohu damru Gemara lo yotza. Even Rabbi Avohu, who says in the Gemara later on, which I did not photocopy, that you would not be yotze. Only if you waited a long time. But if you didn't wait a long time, why should there be a problem? So, Frek the Ran, I don't understand. Sam gave an answer. So Gemara, the Ran's asking, as a kasha, what's the difference that if I could wait a whole hour, the Ran is assuming that would be a hefsek, that's not a problem. Why is it that if I blow the extra shvarim, that is a problem? Hear the kasha. Tirtzu v'she, yeah? No?
This is assuming that something in the middle, something in between, is a different time.
Correct. In other words, that's the kasha. We'll see, wait, I'm asking it, the Ran's asking it as a kasha. You can make a distinction between maybe waiting wasn't a hefsek at all. You can make a distinction between just time versus an extra blast of the shofar. But the Ran is asking, what's the difference? I see in the Gemara, waiting an hour is fine, but if I blow an extra shvarim, that's not fine. Ask the Ran, what's the difference? Why should blowing the extra shvarim be worse than waiting an hour? If you were to ask me, if anything, I would have said the other way around. Waiting an hour is a hefsek. The extra blast is not so bad. But the Gemara says that waiting, no problem. Blowing an extra shvarim is a problem. What's the difference? Answers the Ran. Tirtzu b'shem Rabbeinu Tam. Dehachi parchinon. Since Rabbi Avohu was concerned for all of the opinions, and since Rabbi Avohu just put together all the different opinions, like Rav Haigon said, that I quoted you in the previous paragraph, like I have up above, right above also. Rav Haigon also had to be concerned for the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. So Omar, Ein ben tekiyo utrua velo klum, that you cannot have anything between the true and the tekiya. Then we didn't see this Gemara inside. The Ran is quoting, there's another opinion, a minority opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, who held you can't have anything in between. Kedeisa beperek hacholil, and therefore Rav Haigon, what was Rabbi Avohu's entire agenda when he said do the shvarim trua, then do the shvarim, then do the trua? What was his agenda?
To unify klal.
So we have a lot of opinions out there. Well, if you're unifying, there's another opinion out there that says you can't have a hesek, which is why the Gemara asked, so Rabbi Avohu, if you're trying to unify and you threw the shvarim trua in, but you're going to have a hesek, it's not a hesek to wait an hour. Of course not, because we pass in the Rabbanan. But Rabbi Avohu, so make your identical coins to the Rabbanan, we're not bothered by Hefsekos. You can wait an hour. Why is Rabbi Avohu concerned about the Shvarim? Because he's dealing with all opinions. And there's an opinion out there, Rabbi Yehuda, who says you can't have a Hefsek. So really, there's no difference, conceptually, says the Ran, in the name of the Rabbeinu Tam, between a Hefsek of time or a Hefsek of a shofar blast. We really paskin the Rabbanon that a hefsek is not a problem in shofar. It's not a problem. You just have to hear 9 shofar blasts during the course of the day. Hefsek, no hefsek, it's not a problem. Why then did Rabbi Avohu, was he so concerned with the hefsek of the extra shvarim? Because his agenda was unifying Klal Yisrael, and there's an opinion out there, Rabbi Yehuda, that a hesek is a problem. So in his agenda of unifying Klal Yisrael, he didn't want to have a hesek. Therefore, he needed three separate lines: Shvarim, Trua, Trua, Shvarim.
That's why, that answers which question? Why he had...
Why, the very next Gemara says it's not a problem to wait an hour in between each shofar blast.
Right.
But one extra shvarim would throw the whole thing off.
Okay.
Says the Ran, according to Rabbi Tam, really, a hesek is not a problem, because we pass in the Rabbanan that you're, it's okay to have a hesek, as you see from Rabbi Yochanan, who says you could blow him over the course of an entire day.
Mm-hmm.
So why is Rabbi Avo so concerned with a hesek? Because his whole agenda is... So, halacha lemaisa, according to Rabbeinu Tam, the approach in the Gemara, if Rabbi Avohu, if we were just setting it up, and we just wanted to do according to halacha, would we be concerned, how would we set things up? We would just do a shvarim trua three times. Because really, the hesek isn't a problem. It's according to the Rabbanan, Nikar Adin. According to the Rabbanan, the shvarim trua covers everything. There's no hefsek issue. If we needed to blow the shvarim three times, we did. If we needed to blow the trua three times, we did. If we needed to blow them both, we did. The only reason Rabbi Avoh splits them up is because amongst all of his agenda of unifying Klal Yisrael, he took in a new opinion, a new machlokas tanayim of Rabbi Yehuda, who didn't want to have any hefsekos.
If you're going to try to unify Klal Yisrael in this, you have to also consider the opinion that says that one is not going to work.
Which is a big chiddush, because the unifying originally came from where? Only in the way the shofar actually sounds. This is a separate machlokas. Right. Can you have a hesek or not?
Right.
Says Rabbeinu Tam, how do you put together the two gemaras that says you can deal with it over 9 hours, and a gemara that says you can't even have an extra shvarim? Oh, it's because that's a whole separate machlokas being brought in from left field that says we want to even cover the opinions not to have a hesek.
What about the previous Mishnah says, Seder Tkiyah Shalosh Shel Shalosh.
Okay.
So if you're adding another one, it's four. It's Shalosh Shel Arba.
Only meant to be three.
But you could easily read in the Gemara as saying, no, if you don't hold that this is the right sound, you're adding another sound.
Okay, I'm out of time. I'm going to cut you up because the ultimate going to come. I have to do one more thing. You have to do the Rambam. At the end of Halacha Gimel, back in the Rambam, the Rambam says, this, Hilalah Shonukarim Trua, Vanacha Achazu, and Karim Yosef Shlosh Shvarim, Nimsa Seder Kiyas Kachu, Mevarach Vitoket Kiyah Achra Shlosh Shvarim, Achra Trua Vachra Tkiyah, Kula Shalosh Pamim. Going down to the last line. Oh, I'm sorry, I'm reading the wrong line. I apologize. Halacha is what I meant to read. I'm sorry. Shama tkiya achas b'shazu. Ushniya b'shashniya. Afilu shakol ayom kulo. Harei elu mitstarfin. V'yotza yidei chovaso. That's the Gemara straight up like we read. Then the Rambam adds a line. V'hu sheyishma kol bava mehen al sidra. As long as you heard each one according to the order, the Magen Mishnah learns in the Rambam on the other page, if you just give it to what we need to see so I can get at it. The Magen Mishnah learns on the top of the page, as long as you don't add any extra shofar blasts. Because if you'd add an extra shofar blast, it would be a problem. Giving to the underlying part. Even though waiting in time is not a hefsek, because shofar she'enu roi would be possible. Well, then it's coming to the Rambam, that it would be a problem. Meaning that the Rambam says, he makes a chiluk that I think Dr. Rabba was suggesting. That, yeah, time is not a problem, but extra shofar blasts are a problem. So it occurred to me, and what this will conclude, is Gevaldik. According to Rabbeinu Tam, whose opinion was Rabbeinu Tam reading when he said to Rabbi Avohu that his entire concern was unifying Klal Yisrael? In Rav Haigon. If you learn, if Rabbeinu Tam learned that Gemara like Rav Haigon, that the whole thing is unifying, so he can say, yeah, the reason why you're concerned about the Hesek is just because you're taking in a new opinion because that's what you're dealing with. But that's not how the Rambam read the Gemara of Rabbi Avohu. The Rambam read the Gemara of Rabbi Avohu that he had a bona fide suffix. Which means that if within his approach he's got a bona fide suffix and a hefsek is a problem, that means the Rambam holds inherently a hefsek of the extra shvarim is a problem. How does he read the next Gemara that time is not a problem? So the Rambam read the Gemara and said, there's a difference. Extra shofar blasts are a hesek. Time is not a problem. It's only in Rabbeinu Tam who read the Rabbi Avoh Gemara as Rav Haigon that the whole goal was just unifying. He can bring in and say, really, the Rabbanan didn't say nothing is a hesek. Not time nor extra shofar blast. The Rabbi Avoh was only concerned with a different opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. But the Rambam, who didn't learn the Gemara the way to begin with, he learned the Gemara was a suffix. He has to make the distinction between shofar blast hesek and time hesek.